with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Hoping you're getting a good start to your day and you're as beautiful as you feel, as Miss Carol King says. But you know who's beautiful and who's beautiful inside and out and one of the best realtors in Pensacola? Christina Leavenworth is in the studio. Christina has her own team at Levin Rinke Realty. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm kind of counting down. Isn't that terrible? Thursday's come around and I'm ready to go to the weekend.
Oh, I think that's most people. So.
Well, you know, it's football season, so I'm now I'm into the Saturdays, right?
Yes. I mean, that's something kind of fun to talk about whenever we're listening at home. And people have their football memorabilia up. I tell them, let's take that down because people have some strong feelings.
No doubt about
that. Like if you have, you know, Alabama stuff up and you have some Auburn fans.
I'm not buying that house.
Exactly. And we hear that. So that's why we do like to make your depersonalize your home for that reason. And that's a big one. I always say that's true. Like Dylan on my team, he's really big about the family photos coming down. And sometimes I go, you know what? I kind of like them.
It shows that's a little different. I like those.
It shows a happy family was there. But I've said this before, you don't know what's going on in someone's life. Right. You don't. So you don't want to give them any reason not to. Like, you know, maybe their kids just went off to college and they see pictures of babies and it makes them sad.
Or they're going through a divorce or something, you know.
Different things like that.
Sure.
But I think for me, like the football is a big one. Yes. I'm like, that is one where, again, we hear it. People won't comment like audibly about like the family photo, you know, maybe making them feel sad for any reason, but they will talk about like, nope, there's no way I can buy a home if that person likes such and such team.
It's true. And so often now, especially here in this area and in the South, you have people have man caves where they've completely dominate like everything. Yes. FSU is on the walls and colors and painting.
Sometimes we get all their, you know, hunting trophies. You'll see deer heads and bobcats. And I've had some where there's like 100 on the wall.
Ooh, I wouldn't
and,
like
and the
that.
Wife looks at us like winking. She's like, do you think these should come down? And I'm like, yes, they should. Again, you want to just make sure that you have the most open buyer pool possible. Mm-hmm. And by depersonalizing your home in some ways, that's where anybody can envision living there.
That's very smart. And she is smart. Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke team at Levin Rinke Realty. So if you've got a question this morning for her, this is Pep Talk. She's our expert on real estate, 850-437-1620. So for those that may not know you or just joined us, tell us a little bit about you and your career and how you got into real estate and how you've just done an amazing job. And I see you out and about all the time. And I follow your Facebook. So she always has great videos on Facebook.
Yeah, I know. I run a team of incredibly passionate agents about real estate. I got into real estate in 2016. I was formerly a journalist, and that experience really prepared me well for real estate, being deadline oriented, being a good communicator, being good at marketing, and just all the things you learn as a journalist. Like, I know where the city of Pensacola limits are in my head
the
versus
details.
The county, but that does help knowing, okay, well, we have to reach out to zoning or looking at different things and just being really resourceful.
And any job in the media, too, is really about relationships. Mm-hmm. Because if you want to get the story, you got to have the relationships to get behind the scenes and find out exactly what's going on.
And we have those relationships with the lenders, with title, with home inspectors, with surveyors, with the counties and the cities, finding out like, hey, could an add-on happen? And also documenting it,
right?
So getting that in writing for our clients. So that just really translated well. And customer service is the most important thing to me. It's your most valuable asset. It can be a very stressful time. And communication is key. It's so important. So I realized to be able to keep that level up, a team approach was the best way. So when you hire us, you're always getting two agents for the price of one, but sometimes you're getting 10 agents. So
like,
you know, yesterday, we're getting a home ready to market and we're innovative and we're looking at like just new ideas. So we thought, why don't we do a media day there? And everyone on the team could share it on their social media. So it gets
That's
even
smart.
More reach. And back in the day, and you'll probably know it, it's the people that you see that you're like, has their headshot changed since 1970?
Right.
It was a different market where they held their listings so close and they didn't want anybody else to market them.
Mm-hmm.
We look at it totally different. I want as many people marketing that home as possible. Let's do everything we can to get that home sold.
Right.
We're doing a ton on our end, but sometimes other agents will say, do you mind if I do a video of that home?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. As long as, of course, the seller's okay with it.
Right.
But most of the time they are. They say, we're trying to sell the home.
Why not?
Let's get it out there. So we did that the other day, which was really fun. And I just, my biggest ask for people here, you know, you may have an agent that you've worked with in the past, or maybe your friends do. We want the chance to go up to bat.
Mm-hmm.
You get a second opinion for everything. Even if you're thinking about going to a restaurant, you're checking reviews, you're maybe seeing what else is nearby.
Right.
If you're getting a quote for new floors, you're talking to three or four different people. When it comes to your most valuable asset,
mm-hmm.
also just get another opinion.
Yeah.
And it's no pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You might go, okay, we still like who we're working with. No big deal. Or we might even give you some ideas.
Right.
So that's our big ask, is just to have us on speed dial. And that number is 850-378-1260. And anytime you have a question, we just want to be like your realtor for life,
mm-hmm.
To be able to help you, really hold your hand through all this. And we do everything at the most professional level possible. We're constantly, again, innovating. We've created through AI a seller feedback dashboard.
Oh, wow. Showing, talk about that. What is that?
So a lot of times, I mean, we're ninjas about getting feedback on homes,
mm-hmm.
because we want to know, like, what's not working?
Right.
Why hasn't it sold? What home are they choosing? So, but agents are notorious for not, like, responding to calls sometimes. It's kind of sad. And that's what I think made it easier for us to do well, is we're very good at responding to people. But we stay on top of them. And so it all goes in one dashboard. It shows your upcoming showings and what they said. A lot of times we're texting that to the, you know, clients,
mm-hmm.
but now it's a dashboard they can check it.
That's awesome.
And go there. We just felt that was a better way, because maybe they forgot the five previous feedbacks that were, hey, the home is overpriced. And now it's all in one place, and
mm-hmm.
you can see that we've gotten this feedback. We probably need to do an adjustment.
Well, and the thing about that is that it's direct feedback. So because I would be a little suspicious. If all the feedback was positive, is my agent editing out the bad stuff? So if I hear the good and the bad and see it directly,
mm-hmm.
then I can trust the feedback.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we're not the ones that are sugarcoating stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't. If somebody is really ugly about something, I'm going to sugarcoat that
a little bit.
But we're going to tell you, because that's our job. Our job is to be honest with you so you can make the best decision. If your home has a funky smell to it, we need to tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
No one else will. We need to.
Right.
And if that's why your home isn't selling, we got to fix it. And we'll figure out a way to do that.
No, that's very smart. We're talking with Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenworth Realty. If you have a question or a comment, please text it in at 850-437-1620. So we've been talking about the walkthroughs that you do and seeing things that need to be perhaps taken down and some of the other things. But what is the timeline? If someone is thinking about selling their home, is this a good time right now in September? How did we decide, when am I going to put this on the market? Can you talk about the process a little bit?
Absolutely.
Because someone might be listening this morning thinking, yeah, I'm on the fence. I want to do it. Should I wait till the beginning of the year? You know, all that kind of stuff.
I mean, I had someone yesterday reach out, and she's ready to go. She wants to sell it. I saw the home. We're getting photos tomorrow, and it'll be live over the weekend.
Wow, that's quick.
It's perfect and ready to go. We get the paperwork together. It's no problem. She's getting a deep clean done, and we both are working quickly. However, there's other people where they have a little bit more homework to do, and we talk through that with them. Normally, I say a solid week is really what we need, depending
on
what they
long,
need.
Really?
But it slowed down. I mean, August is notoriously a slow month. Kids go back to school. It is hot outside.
Lots of distractions.
We just don't see a lot of activity. And typically, we see it start picking up after Labor Day, and it stays, you know, at a decent pace until Thanksgiving. And then typically we see it bottom out until after the new year.
Right.
But last year, I mean, we were super busy in December.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, what is going on?
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. But what I do recommend, if people say, hey, I have time on my side, and I'm not really wanting to make a move, what would be like, what would you do, Christina? I would list it in the spring. That's when I would do it. That's where the data says most buyers are out looking. And if you meet with us now, we can come up with a game plan for the spring. Mm-hmm. So you're not stressed out. And we can, at least you already like have your boxes checked going, right. Okay, I've hired my realtor. We have an idea on pricing. We relook at it right mm-hmm. before we list it to see if anything has changed. Mm-hmm. In this market, we're not seeing a lot of change over a few months,
right.
Unless there's like a drastic change in interest rates. But we're not seeing much. But we say, okay, this is what we think for today, but we're going to reevaluate right before we list.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we think you can do to add the most value. Let's go ahead and get a game plan together. And, you know, we're going to plan on, and I even say, let's plan on photos February 15th. And we get it down because people work best off of timelines.
I think deadlines help.
It really does. And going, okay, here's where it is. And if they want to wait until, you know, a few days before
Valentine's Day,
but it just gets that plan. And we have had several people that, you know, are military and they know that their orders are coming up.
Right.
And they said, let's just go ahead and get this relationship secure. And, mm-hmm. you know, we'll list with you come February. And that's what I would do. However, there's different situations. The best time to sell is when you need to, like, honestly, when you need to, if your family's outgrowing the home, if your home doesn't bring you joy anymore, if you get a job transfer, if things change with employment, it's really when you need to. But mm-hmm. if you're one of those people that is wanting to do that move up, I suggest waiting until spring.
Okay, great advice from Christina Leavenworth. If you've got a question, take advantage of her expertise at 850-437-1620. So one of the things I was thinking about when I think of you and working with people, you're so good with people. And I wonder, when you get contacted from someone out of town that's thinking about moving here, how do you guide them in selecting a neighborhood? I mean, Pensacola is a pretty big town and very diverse. We have rural areas, we have the beach, we have downtown, we have historic. I mean, so many different choices. How do you help someone narrow down what will be best for them?
So a lot of times we do like a Zoom Google Map tour where I'm showing them like, hey, let's look at the lay of the land.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can drop the little guy down in a street and look around.
Oh, wow.
And
that's
then,
right.
Like, you know, hey, where are you working? Where mm-hmm. are the kids going to school? How often do you want your feet in the sand? I mean, because we help people from out of town move here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we know those questions to ask. But I really recommend they come here on a house hunting trip.
Yes.
There's a lot of times military spouses, they don't have the ability to do that just due to life.
Mm-hmm.
And they are in a lot of military groups where they're hearing it. And then it's like, okay, here's some great neighborhoods near the naval base.
Right.
Okay, but your kids are going to school over here. Would you rather be close to that?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it also boils down to price point. If your price point is a little bit more limited, maybe we're going out to Milton. Maybe we're looking at new construction, that sort mm-hmm. of thing.
Well, there's so many choices now and so many new developments I've noticed. A lot of townhomes, it looks like a lot of apartment groups, it seems like. How do you manage all of that? How do you keep up with all the new development?
When you live it, you know, like anything, when mm-hmm. you live it and just know it, the way we look at, we have like, you know, a portal for realtors where you go, and I'm refreshing that every day. We also have representatives with all the different new construction builders who are updating us on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of team meetings where we're talking, we're saying, hey, here's what's new in the area. And we also have a chat where it's nonstop. Like, did you hear about this? Did you hear about that? And
mm-hmm.
since we're all like real estate geeks, we love it. Whenever
great.
Our spouses are around us, they hate it because it's like we all talk fast and have a lot of energy and it's like, oh my gosh, real estate and this and that and that. But we love it and we bring energy
mm-hmm.
To the table. And honestly, it's just our, you know, goal to do the best job possible. I mean, we take it really, really seriously that it's someone's, not just their most valuable asset, it's where they created memories.
Oh, for sure. And selling or buying your own home is one of the biggest events that you'll do in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very intimidating sometimes, a little overwhelming. The rules have changed. And it's very different from one neighborhood to another, from one state to another, from one country to another.
I mean, and even if you did it, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, you forget.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a whirlwind and you completely forget. So when we talk to people, we talk to them like it's their first time, explaining every single step, like here's what this looks like,
mm-hmm.
Here's the whole process. And I think that really helps.
So I do have a question for you. What about when someone's sort of shopping around, so to speak, for their realtor? Maybe they are are new to the area. What are some of the pros and cons, or maybe what are the red flags when you're shopping? What should you look out for? What are some of the kind of danger signals? Because someone might come across really enthusiastic and then turn out to not be very good with the follow through. So
I think it's all about response time. You know, if you're reaching out and they're not responding, like within 48 hours, I mean, or if they're just not a good communicator, I think y'all are going to have some issues.
Mm-hmm.
You have to find someone you communicate well with and that you feel that is trustworthy. And
right.
That's a gut feeling, but I think it all boils down to response. I think Oprah says this, when somebody shows you who they are, believe them.
Yes.
And if they're doing that at the beginning, it's only going to get worse. And if they're not great at responding or checking their emails, they're probably not going to be great keeping that deal together.
Mm-hmm.
With all the different entities involved. Also, yeah, like, do they seem organized?
Mm-hmm.
Do they seem knowledgeable? All that.
Right.
A lot of realtors are likable people.
Well, yeah, they're people, typically.
They're people.
Yes.
So you're going to like them. But, yeah, if you're kind of getting that feeling in your stomach, like, ugh, like, that guy lost his keys 12 times. And
might be a sign.
Yeah. And, like, I've asked him the same question 4 times without a response.
Mm,
yeah, you might want to shop it around.
Even though Aunt Mabel recommended him.
Yeah.
So be careful.
Those are things. And, yeah, I mean, I could not imagine going through this process with somebody that wasn't responsive.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing, people set boundaries. They can say, hey, here's my working hours, 9 to 5, and people will understand it. But sometimes things come up later, and we're notorious about having 0 boundaries. But
right.
I'm okay with that because I've chosen that. But, I mean, yeah, people can have boundaries. But if they've said this is when I communicate and they're not responding to you within a reasonable time frame,
mm-hmm.
you might want to look for somebody else.
That's a good sign. If you've got a question for Christina Leavenworth, just text it on in at 850-437-1620. Do you have a question this morning for you, Christina? Would she think there is a shortage of available housing in our area right now?
No. I was reading an article, and across the country, we actually have the highest inventory since COVID.
Really?
So since it's the highest in 6 years. So it's definitely a buyer's market.
Mm-hmm.
We have pockets where it is still a seller's market, but where it's like a highly attractive area to live. It's a perfect home. It's unique. So pricing right now is more important than ever.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get it right. If
mm-hmm.
you're overpricing it, it's going to sit and you're going to get lowball offers. And we're very upfront with that. And we'll try the price, but we do like a tour of homes. We have a lot of agents come on through.
Right.
If we get consistent feedback, it's overpriced, we're going to have a conversation. And we talk about that from the very beginning
mm-hmm.
on what that looks like. And are you truly motivated to sell? If you're just trying to win the lottery and say, I'm just going to throw my home up on the market and see what happens, this isn't your market.
Mm.
That was COVID.
Right.
COVID, it would have worked.
Okay.
And that was really fun. It was super fun. I loved it. It was a blast. We had 20 offers. But for buyers right now, there's great opportunities out there. And
mm-hmm.
you're able to, you know, take your time making like a decision, ask for maybe for some closing costs. And when we talk to our sellers, we prepare them for all this, saying,
mm-hmm.
hey, a buyer's likely going to ask for closing costs. We need to look at your net sheet and how that looks.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of different pieces that come into place when you buy a home. And when you're sitting there signing all that paperwork at the closing. So a couple of things that have come up this week on Pep Talk, we talked a little bit about home warranties. We've talked about the different things, the add-ons that come with when you buy a new home. Can you talk a little bit about that too? Or do you have contacts and people that you use?
Yeah, so home warranties, you know, I have mixed feelings on it. My husband hates them because you do have to be like the squeaky wheel to get things done. So there's a lot of companies out there, and you call them and they do their service fee, and then they sometimes go, it's like any warranty. That's actually not covered.
Oh.
And then you find the fine print and you go, actually it is. And then you have to build a case. And
oh, gosh.
I'm good at that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind doing it. My husband hates it. He just wants to pay for things and it be done.
Right.
And him not to have to call someone else. And I always ask people, I'm like, what's your personality type?
Mm-hmm.
And if they go, oh yeah, I don't mind like being the annoying person and writing emails and being on top of it. But if they go, honestly, I don't have time to deal with like that type of stuff. I say, let's not do a home warranty. And they're typically around $600.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a $75 to $100 fee and they send out their people.
Right.
And then they look at it. But I mean, I like it because it gives some peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
So if like, it's like HVAC, plumbing, appliances, electrical, if something fails and it's not due to anything you did, it's just like it can't be due to wear and tear. Mm-hmm. They have all these rules, but if it's right. just due to like a failure, the home warranty either has to fix it or replace it. Mm. So if we have an old HVAC unit, we like slapping those on there, going,
yeah,
all right, because
you never
let's
know.
Look.
The first month you move in, you don't want your AC dropping out.
You know, and if you're like, I think it's going to be in the next few years, but sometimes those things keep kicking.
Yeah.
They keep kicking. Like my mom, she has a really old HVAC unit. And it's still kicking, but there's a home warranty there. And mm-hmm. at some point, you're like, man, we keep paying for this. Like, should we just, like, you know,
bite the bullet?
Yeah, bite the bullet at some point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, home warranties, they can be great.
Okay.
For sure. I mean, that's something that we talk about and we sometimes include in offers, for
okay.
sure.
Just a few minutes left. Christina, anything you want to touch on that we haven't gotten to today?
Well, we're the best realtors. We want to be in your phone, 850-378-1260. My team is phenomenal. I mean, the biggest thing I look for is heart. Mm. I look for heart and just hard workers and like good work ethic and good communication skills, because you can teach the rest.
Mm.
The contract really isn't that hard, but people that are resourceful and
right.
and do the same thing I do. And but the beauty of having a team is you could call right now and someone's going to pick up and be able to help you.
Right.
100% of the time,
mm-hmm.
which is huge. When you're just one person, that's impossible.
It's a lot.
That's impossible. Like, you know, you're running into a doctor's appointment. Maybe you have a radio show.
Right.
Like, you can't pick up right away.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always here to help you. And if a buyer's calling in on your home, we're like, hey, we can help you.
Mm-hmm.
And no calls get missed, which is amazing.
So it's definitely the personal relationship that you build, the trust that you build. You've got to have someone you can trust. This is your home.
100%. And honestly, I know that, again, realtors are likable and all that. I would almost encourage just have someone you, like, trust and, like, experience is almost even better than that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you were having surgery, I kind of don't care about my doctor's personality.
No.
I just want them to be able to do the best job.
I want to know that and a lot of them don't have necessarily good personalities.
Yeah. And with realtors, you get this glowing personality. Mm. They're very likable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we have all of that. But, yeah, I'd say go for the person with experience that
mm-hmm.
goes, hey, I'm going to get this done for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are the challenges I've got happened in real estate that I've overcome. I know how to navigate that. And with us, since we've sold so many, things pop up. And
right.
now we know how to get through them.
You can't really anticipate it till it actually happens.
You can't. And
you
have
so
no
many
clue.
Different scenarios. And,
I mean, and things are always changing. And where you're like, sometimes you get like people that appraise property. We had one that said that it smelled and it didn't. It didn't. Like, it said it smelled like cat pee, and it
Interesting.
Didn't.
Interesting, yeah.
And so then we had to, like, figure out how to navigate that,
mm-hmm.
and that was the first time that ever happened.
Huh, yeah. I would love to hear some of your stories.
Oh, my gosh. We have so many crazy stories, and that's why our group message goes ding, ding, ding all the time. But we navigate it and
mm-hmm.
get the sellers to the other side. If they were selling it by themselves, they'd have no idea how to, like, you know, go above the appraiser's head and, you know, try to get a new one in, try
mm-hmm.
to get that one kicked out,
mm-hmm.
How to try to appeal things.
Well, I was thinking of you the other day because as I was driving around, I saw a for sale sign, and it was a different organization that was selling. And the whole front yard hadn't even been mowed. I mean, it looked like just this dilapidated.
Mm-hmm.
But the house was beautiful. The house itself
wow.
was really charming and nice. But the front yard hadn't been mowed, maybe just because we've had so much rain. But still,
yeah.
I thought, wow. And I thought, Christina wouldn't let that go on.
No. We'd have our guys out there in like 2 seconds.
Because you've talked about that, about making that, you know, the house appeal, that front lawn appeal.
People make a decision within 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much on anything. They walk in, I mean, between your sense of smell, your eyes. Your touch, like all that, what you're hearing, and
mm-hmm.
within 3 seconds make a decision. So we try to protect those 3 seconds as much as we can to make people like your home and have
right.
a positive experience. Because you can have two homes that are the same on the same street. If one, you walk up and there's some paint kind of missing from
mm-hmm.
the front.
You sort of notice those little things.
And there's
things.
Not flowers and stuff. And then the other home, same exact home, has a few little flowers and
mm-hmm.
not missing the paint.
Mm-hmm.
That cost $100.
Right.
That other home's going to sell first.
Isn't it interesting? Because it's very subtle sometimes.
Yeah, even if the other one is cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one that looks prettier is going to sell first. And we see it all happen all the time.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, because you figure you're paying more, must be getting more.
Yeah.
It's sort of a psychological thing.
Well, you just walk in and you feel better about it and you're like, ooh, this is nice, versus the other one, you're like,
I don't know.
Yeah, like, think about cars sitting
right.
next to each other. And I like it. And so, real estate is simple. Like, when you think about these things, like we're talking about,
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, like, being like, yeah, a car that like is kind of dirty versus a clean one. Mm-hmm. The clean one is going to sell first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's probably going to sell for more, even though they're the same exact car with the same exact mileage.
Right.
Or, you know, one has bright pink paint and the other one's neutral. So it's the same exact thing. So
if you're thinking about selling, you got your yep. Alabama red yeah. all over your walls, you're going to have
yes,
to make a change.
It down. But yeah, if you're thinking of selling or buying or even like building, or if you want new construction, call us. That's my ask. Just put us on speed dial, 850-378-1260.
Okay. Christina Leavenworth, the Leavenworth team with Levin Rinky Realty. We're so happy to have you on the show. You're so much fun.
Thank
I always
you.
Enjoy
you're
seeing
fun too.
You. I guess it'd be fun to have my house sold by you, too,
yes,
I think.
Yes, right? I got you, girl.
Okay. Thank you so much again. What's that number for our listeners?
850-378-1260. Program it. Realtor. And call us.
All right. Christina Leavenworth is also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Pep Talk.